It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's our second state semifinal matchup of the day here on KNZA. Trying to punch their ticket to the state title game. We're at Class 2A in Manhattan. We're at Bramwich Coliseum tonight. The Valley Falls Dragons take on the St. Mary's Bears, with the winner playing in the 2A state championship game against the defending title holders from Hillsboro tomorrow evening at 6:15. Back with you again. Glad to have you along with studio engineer Seth Tollison. I'm Justin Fluke. Had the earlier game today in Hutchinson as the Royal Valley boys defeated Southeast of Saline 60-52. The Panthers now in the title game with a 24-1 record in Class 3A. That'll be at Hutchinson at 4 o'clock tomorrow. That is set. Valley Falls will win this game and play for the 2A state title at 6:15 tomorrow night, or a loss by Valley Falls here tonight would have them in the third place consolation game at 2 p.m. tomorrow here on FM 103.9. Well, what a game last night. Fans, folks still haven't stopped talking about it and may continue to do so for a while. It was a game for the ages, a comeback by Valley Falls, who trailed by 8 points with a minute 20 to go. Not only did they come back and win, but they scored 17 points in the final 80 seconds of that game last night to defeat Pittsburgh Colgan 64-61, as the Dragons remained undefeated, improving their record to 24-0 and winning a state tournament game for the first time since 2001. So maybe some pressure is off the Dragons, and certainly a team that nobody's going to count out from this point moving forward. They've had a few close games, even a couple overtimes this season, but they remain unbeaten and just keep finding ways to win. Today it'll be a bigger challenge, though, against the St. Mary's Bears squad that is 21-3. They have won 8 consecutive games. They are the champions of the Mid-East League, including a lot of wins against larger 3A schools like Riley County, Silver Lake, and Rossville. In fact, St. Mary's with 3 losses, 2 of those coming to 6A Topeka schools. They lost to Highland Park and also lost to Topeka West. St. Mary's Bears, under the direction of sixth-year head coach Will Spradling, who had 4 phenomenal years as a player here in Bramwich Coliseum for the K-State men's basketball team, and now in his 6th season as Will Spradling with the St. Mary's Bears. They're in the semifinal after an opening round win last night over Trigo. That final score was 69-43. After an overtime win in the sub-state championship last Saturday, St. Mary's beat Waubunsee, their league rival, for the 3rd time this season in OT to get here to the state tournament, and they're making their 6th state tournament appearance. So that's what's ahead for Valley Falls. The St. Mary's Bears are the opponent for this Class 2A state semifinal, live from Manhattan. Again, like last night, we had a chance to catch Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer in his 17th season and now with over 200 wins. And we'll tell you right now, Coach Gatzmeyer is about to lose his voice, but he gave us a couple minutes, and we'll hear that interview next with Coach Gatzmeyer as we continue on the pregame live from Bramwich Coliseum here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway, or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Hi, I'm Michelle Garrity, owner and broker of PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Our agency is located in Oskaloosa, Kansas, serving the entire Northeast Kansas area, along with Northwest Missouri. Real estate is one of the most exciting investments you can make, and it should be a fun and rewarding experience. With PFN Realty, we will provide you with top-notch service and expertise along the way. Contact me directly at 785-250-1984 for all your real estate needs. Because at PFN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Kearney and Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Kearney and Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
Make owning your dream home a reality. No matter what your goals are, Kendall Bank Mortgage is here to help you find the home loan solution that best fits your needs. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Petro Convenience Store. It's your one-stop shop in Valley Falls. Need some fuel and snacks? They've got it. Need to grab lunch or feed your family dinner? No problem. They've got Godfather's Pizza and a hot case and the Chow Now ordering app to make it easy. Need a cold snack after the game? They also have that with their soft serve ice cream and shakes. Need to grab some adult beverages on the way home? Well, they've got that too with Valley Liquor located inside Petro Convenience Store in Valley Falls. They've got it all.
For all your insurance needs, stop by and chat with Julie at Kramer Insurance Agency in Ozaukee, specializing in auto, home, and farm insurance since 1954. Visit their website at kramerins.com. That's Kramer Insurance Agency, located in Ozaukee.
Hansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Bramwich Telestim. We're getting set for the 2A state semifinal as Valley Falls is going to take on the St. Mary's Bears. And Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Dragons, joins us. Coach, you've played a lot of games, seen a lot of games, coached a lot of games, but not just coming from down 8 with a minute 20 to go last night, but 17 points in the final 80 seconds. Have you seen anything quite like what you saw from your boys last night?
No, not at all. I've just complimented them all year long. They're a team that when we have a challenge in front of us, we rise to the occasion, and there was just no quit. You know, I said in a timeout that, hey, it's not over. You know, we played till the final horn, and that's exactly what we did, and just guys made plays. You know, it was a total team effort, and they just no quit.
Going to need it again today, of course, as you take on the St. Mary's Bears. This is a very good basketball team, but as you had 24 hours, I guess, to prepare for them, what stood out and what are kind of keys today?
You know, they're really good. They play through their big sometimes. They've got some really good shooters. We're going to have to do a great job at guarding the pick and roll because they like to run that a lot and the high-low action. Guys are just going to have to play really, really well. We're going to have to be physical and, you know, defend the inside game and challenge their shooters and hope they don't shoot it very well from the outside.
I know a lot's been made about your team being the only team in the state that's still undefeated on the boys' side, but your team seems pretty loose, and I would imagine after what they did last night, I mean, not only confident, but do you feel like your team is pretty loose and just excited to go out there and play?
Of course they are. You know, I told them today at shoot-around that, you know, we play the whole game today like we did the last 80 seconds last night. We'll score 95 tonight. So, you know, I'm just super proud of them. You know, I just got done telling them in the locker room that, you know, at the beginning of the year, a dream for me would be to get to play 26 games and see them play 26 games, and that's what they've done. So everything's gravy. I love all of them, and we're going to keep the train rolling.
You bet. Hopefully another exciting one today. Coach, good luck.
All right, I appreciate it, Justin. Thanks a lot.
Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Dragons. More pregame as we get set for Valley Falls St. Mary's 2A state semifinal basketball coming up live from Manhattan here on KNZA.
K4 Ag is your one stop for ag and everyday life in Valley Falls. For car and truck repairs or mineral, feed, and farm supplies, they've got it all. Give them a call today at 785-945-3202. K4 Ag, just off K4 Highway in Valley Falls.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for the past 34 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment, parts, and service. That's Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction supports local schools and wishes our area teams the best at state basketball. Covenant Real Estate and Auction specializes in live internet-only and live webcast auctions. Contact them at 785-573-SOLD. Covenant Real Estate and Auction, celebrating their 25th year.
Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today for a free estimate, 913-367-3161. L&L Construction, where quality is their priority.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Valley Falls boys luck at state basketball. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Go Valley Falls Dragons!
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for Silver Script, Aetna, and Clear Spring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711.
Rainbow Communications is a participating service provider in the Affordable Connectivity Program that provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. The benefit program ensures households can afford the broadband they need for work and school. To learn more about the eligibility requirements for the Affordable Connectivity Program, visit Rainbow Communications' website at rainbowtel.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Fluke with you courtside. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. Valley Falls 24-0, the number one seed in this 2A state tournament, the only undefeated boys basketball team left in the Sunflower State, taking on the St. Mary's Bears, who are battle-tested in 21-3, champions of the Mid-East League. Will Spradlin, the coach for the Bears, who will be the visitors today with their road blue uniforms on, the white numerals, letters, and trim. Valley Falls in the home whites for the second straight night under Coach Caleb Gatzmeier. He's got the suit, vest, and tie, boutonniere on as well, and ready to rock and roll after the exciting come-from-behind win last night over Pitt Colgan. Here's the starting lineups for St. Mary's. Couple big guys inside. Noah Jacobson, a 6'4" senior, and Fred Creakey, a 6'7" senior. Creakey averaging 16 points and 10 rebounds per game. Noah Jacobson scoring 10 a game as well. Two big post guys for St. Mary's. Here's their backcourt. It starts with Keller Hurla, a 6'1" junior, leading this team, averaging 20 points per game. You might recognize the name Hurla, synonymous with St. Mary's, but also remember that just a few weeks ago, Keller went off, set a new record. He scored 51 points in a basketball game against Osage City. He made 13 three-point shots in that game to score 51 points. Keller Hurla, a guy to watch for St. Mary's tonight. Rounding out their starters at 6'2 senior Luke Holman and 5'9 senior Jackson Hurla. So 6'1, 6'2, 6'4, 6'7, and 5'9 in the starting lineup for the St. Mary's Bears. For the Valley Falls Dragons, it's the same starters that they've had all year. A backcourt of 5'11 sophomore Zach Evans, who was fantastic. 28 points last night for Zach Evans. He's joined in the backcourt by Dylan Cervantes, a 5'10 junior, who hit two straight threes to get the game tied at 60 last night for Valley Falls. Also in the backcourt at the point, it's 5'11 senior Brendan Miller. Avery Gatzmeier is a 6'2 senior for Valley Falls, and rounding out their starting lineup, 6'3 senior Trenton Kraxner will have his hand full with some big guys for the Bears here tonight. Kraxner, the leading rebounder for the Dragons at 9 per game. Valley Falls has four guys scoring double digits. Gatzmeier 15 a night, Cervantes 14 a game, Evans 13 per outing, and Miller averaging 10 points per contest as well. So there are your starting lineups as we get set for the tip-off here in Class 2A. Again, in this boys' semifinal, the winner will play in the championship at 6:15 tomorrow night against Hillsboro, who's the defending 2A boys' champions, but it took double overtime for Hillsboro to beat Linden 37-28. Neither team scored in the first overtime. It was a stall game used through much of the contest, really, for both teams at times. But Hillsboro won in double OT, so Linden will play at 2 tomorrow in the third-place game against the loser of this matchup between Valley Falls and St. Mary's. So the size, and you heard Coach Gatzmeier in our pregame chat talk about the pick-and-roll and the high-low that St. Mary's likes to use. Those are keys defensively for Valley Falls. Offensively, the Dragons will look to be a little more consistent from outside the arc. And they win the tip. Valley Falls will go from left to right on your radio dial. We're underway. Driving to the basket, it's Miller. Shot rejected by Creakey. Boy, that's going to be tough with 6'7 down there protecting the rim for St. Mary's. Creakey looks like he's about 30 years old. Has a big old full beard, a few inches down from his chin. Tall guy. Here's a three quickly, and it's missed by Keller Hurla, who hit those 13 threes and scored 51 points earlier this season. Gatzmeier thought about a triple. Both teams with an empty first possession. Evans gets it. Hopefully he hasn't cooled off in the last 24 hours. Here's Miller on the right wing, attacking, kicking it out. Gatzmeier, a long NBA three. This one is short. Rebounded by Jackson Hurla for St. Mary's. They have three different Hurlas, and all three be on the court at times here tonight. Jackson Erland thought about a triple, feeds it to Jacobson. Now Creaky gets it against Kraxner outside the paint, backs his way to the low block, missed a shot on a bank, rebounded by Cervantes, but then ripped away by Hurla, and a jump ball will be called, and it's St. Mary's possession as the Dragons won the opening tip. Still no score, 6:53 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Hurla to trigger it in. He scored 11 against Trigo Joaquini yesterday. Down low, Luke Holman with the big shot, the first points of the night. Little 2-2-1, three-quarters link trapping pressure. Kraxner, nice find, and the left side layup is good for Zach Evans. As Valley Falls breaks the press, ties the game at two. They did that very well against Colgan last night. The Dragons will need to score in transition here again today. Here's a drive and a kick near corner. Holman, a three. Apparently drew iron. Rebounded by Miller. Now knocked away and out of bounds at the scores table across the court. Dragons will have the possession. 6:21 left first quarter. They look to take the lead. Big crowd on hand here for this game. Couple schools that aren't too terribly far from the Little Apple. Cervantes. Back-to-back big threes in the fourth quarter last night. He'll pull up here on the baseline. It's no good. Creaky's got the rebound for St. Mary's. They want to push it ahead. Jackson Hurla with eyes up. He's one of seven seniors, Jackson Hurla, on this team. He'll pop a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Cervantes. Seven seniors, including four starters that are seniors for this Bear squad. Here's Kraxner, a three-point shot. Wow! Trenton Kraxner! Hitting a three-pointer from dead on, and the Dragons take a 5-2 lead. Valley Falls has a lot of weapons on the perimeter. Kraxner usually not one of them. Creaky to the basket, wanted a foul, didn't get it. He missed the shot, and here comes Katzmeyer. Ave stops, bounces it to Cervantes. Now Miller whips it back up top. This time they come out on Kraxner. Ball goes left wing to Katzmeyer. Avery looking to drive. Nice spin move. Finger roll up and in. Left side layup for Avery Katzmeyer. He had 13 last night, and he puts the Dragons ahead 7-2 here in the first few minutes. Pass to the near wing. This is Keller Hurla. Keller, just a junior. Over to Jackson Hurla. Now the lob into Creaky. Kraxner tried to bottle up on him. The shot no good. That's over the back foul on Creaky. Good rebounding position and good defense by Trenton Kraxner. Foul against Fred Creaky, who had 18 points and 7 rebounds yesterday. And the Dragons will have it. 3 minutes gone by, leading 7-2. In the backcourt, Cervantes now across the timeline. They come to double-team him. He picks up the dribble. Pass deflected out of bounds at midcourt by Keller Hurla. Keller didn't make any threes yesterday. Was 0 for 2, but still had 13 points in the Bears' win over Trigo Joaquini. St. Mary's team that scored 92 against Centralia earlier this season. One of their losses came to Nemaha Central in the second game of the year. Here's a three. Katzmeyer in and out. They've struggled a bit from the perimeter. No three-pointers in Man Happiness the last couple days. Lead remains five with the clock moving at 4:30 left here in the first. Driving left side, Noah Jacobson knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with St. Mary's. Jacobson has some ups, averaging 10 points a contest. Jackson Hurla to trigger it in. Lobs to Creaky at the elbow. Shot over Kraxner. In and out. No good. Creaky's missed his first three shots. Rebounded by Evans. And here comes Cervantes. Dragons move from left to right. Back to Evans. Back to Miller. At the timeline, he'll set up motion offense against St. Mary's man-to-man. Kraxner has it. Kraxner now Katzmeyer. Top of the circle. Jacobson giving him some room. Over to Kraxner. Here's another three. Trenton. That one is a brick just a little bit long. Well, he was kind of feeling it after making a three earlier. Now trying to get back. Here's the lob to Creaky. Shot no, but a foul as Katzmeyer came to help. Kraxner had to go stop the ball on the wing, and that left Creaky open down low, and Katzmeyer will pick up the foul, the first one for Valley Falls. First free throws of the night coming for Fred Creaky. He was hitting the first. 9 of 12 yesterday for St. Mary's at the free throw line and their win over Trigo. By the way, the second quarter yesterday, they pitched a 14-0 shutout over the Eagles. Creaky shoots a second free throw and splashed them both in. Nothing but net. That'll play at the collegiate level. 7-4 now, the Valley Falls lead. They had scored 7 points in a row there. Krachner ahead to Gatzmeyer. Into the paint. Little hook shot over. Creaky with the right hand. Nice layup by Aim. He's got his second field goal. And the Dragons back up by a nickel. 3:35 clock moving here in the first quarter. One foul on each team. St. Mary's has made just one shot and a couple free throws by Creaky. And here's a blocked foul as Cervantes tried to keep up with the speed of Keller Hurla. And the Bears will inbound here underneath their own basket. St. Mary's beat Opie first game of the year. Opie, one of the top teams still alive in the 1A State Boys Tournament down in Dodge City. Told you they got to play three Topeka schools. Beat Topeka High, but lost at Topeka West in High Park. Here's a three. No good. Rebounded by Cervantes. Jackson Hurla misfiring on the triple. St. Mary's made 5 of 18 three-pointers yesterday, but four of their five makes were by Noah Jacobson. The rest of the team kind of struggled. Gatzmeyer's got it on the left wing. 3:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Valley Falls ahead 9-5. Had a good first half against Colgan, led by one at halftime yesterday. Then had to come from behind in the fourth quarter. Krachner goes baseline. Pass deflected. And actually, they say Trenton stepped out of bounds on the baseline. That's the first turnover against Valley Falls here tonight. And we get our first time out of the night. Will Spradley, a collegiate star here at Kansas State University in this facility. Now in his sixth year as head coach of St. Mary's. He'll take the time out with his team down five, and we head to a break as well. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net and located just west of Whiting. We'll step away. Valley Falls leading 9-4 live from Bramlage on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jade Millwrights, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, offers new systems or repairs for your specific needs. See them for grain handling equipment, elevator legs, conveyors, dump pits, concrete, new construction, and new building layouts too. Jade Millwrights in Hiawatha.
Jamie Heinen is your local hometown real estate agent. With her knowledge about the market, she's committed to working hard for her clients and to selling fast. Contact Jamie Heinen with Covenant Real Estate at 785-640-2004.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Going on simultaneously down in Dodge City is the Centralia Girls. We'll keep you up to date on that as the Centralia Girls on 92.1 KMZA undefeated, taking on Burlingame tonight. Here's a three-pointer, Jackson Hurla, and finally the Bears knock one down. Out of a timeout, Jackson Hurla hits the triple, and the Dragon lead is now just 2 points. Here's a lob tipped by Creaky as the Valley Falls pass up the court deflected there. The 6'7 guy coming near half court to defend with now 2:35 to go here in the first. Ooh, big collision. Cervantes got hit there by Keller Hurla. He's going to pick up his first personal foul, team foul number two on St. Mary's. Incidental contact, but certainly a heavy collision at that. And now Valley Falls will inbound on the near sideline inside their half court. Up to Evans in the corner. Gatzmeyer's got 4 points. Krachner hit a three. Evans got a two in transition. Krachner sets the screen. Cervantes can't get the shot off and then tried to give it to Krachner through his hands. Second turnover against Valley Falls. Stop the ball. Here's Jackson Hurla. Kicks it to Keller Hurla. His three-pointer is short. Rebounded by Brennan Miller. Miller hustles to it. The team leader in assist for the Dragons. Brennan averaging over 7 assists per game. One of the best in the entire state. Gatzmeyer at the elbow. Had an open look. Passes it down to the block and it's deflected back out to it. Valley Falls leading 9-7 with under 2 minutes to go. Still in quarter number one. Miller to Evans. Evans had just 1-3 to get his 28 points last night. Had a lot of baskets in transition. He'll drive baseline here. Bank one off the glass. Tough shot. Zach Evans with his second field goal. And the Dragons lead by 4. Strong take that time by the sophomore. There's Jackson Hurley. A little stop and go. Kick out to Homan. He'll fire a 3. It's no good. Cervantes at the backside board. Pass way up the court, and it's tipped back. Good defense by Homan, as it looked like Evans was ahead there and going to have a layup, but great D by Homan. Third turnover on the Dragons. Lob to Creaky against Krachner. Little hook shot. Baby hook with the right hand, and Fred Creaky finally makes his first field goal in 4 attempts. Made a couple free throws, now has 4 points, and the Dragon lead is back to 2. 11-9, Valley Falls, where we are under a minute left here in the first. Evans again attacks baseline. A little floater, and it's in again. Zach Evans, back-to-back buckets. He's got a half dozen. Nice baseline drive there. The shot kind of floated up before Creaky ran at him. Here's Creaky again, finding a cutter baseline. It's Holman. Hit the deck. He was trying to pass, couldn't find anybody to dish it to, and a turnover on St. Mary's. Now Miller wants to attack behind the back with the dribble. Picks it up, flips it over to Cervantes. A deep three. Dillon missed badly. Long rebound tipped out to Jackson Hurla. Ahead to Keller Hurla. Two on two. Stop. Now goes to the basket and lays it up and in. First points for Keller Hurla. Nice job not forcing it there. And then maybe the defense relaxed for a second. And Keller able to drive and score to pull the Bears within two. Valley to get the final shot here in the first quarter. 13-11. Miller with 6 seconds left, kicks it to Evans. Evans drives back to Miller, near corner, three-point shot, short, rebounded by St. Mary's, and that's the end of 8 minutes. Valley Falls with the lead, 13-11 over St. Mary's. The Bears were at the state tournament last in 2000. They made it to the semifinals. That was in Class 3A. They went 11-10 that year, but pulled off a couple big upsets. St. Mary's is the number 4 seed here in the state tournament this year. Top seed Valley Falls, lone undefeated, leading after one, 13-11. A 1 minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Jepson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jepson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you, from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jepson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jepsonins.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Valley Falls basketball to begin the second stanza. Dragons in an officials meeting here. They were driving and they're going to say it's off the knee of Brendan Miller there, dribbling for Valley Falls. Turnover now number 4 against the Dragons here in the first half. 13-11, Valley Falls leads. Justin Fluke back with you courtside at Bramlage Coliseum. Just underway here in the second. Keller Hurla into the lane. Shot blocked by Kratzner. Hurla gets it back. He's double-teamed. Got to get out of the paint. He does. Dragon fans are begging for a three-second count. Here's Jackson Hurla. Nice dish. Open missed shot by Daniel Ewing and a foul as Kratzner had secured the rebound. Daniel Ewing, another senior for St. Mary's, 6'2 off the bench. She's in there for the first time. And also Cody DeDonder, a 5'8 senior. So the first two subs of the game are a couple seniors for St. Mary's. Valley Falls has had their starting five out there to this point. Only 5 total fouls in this game. That was just the third team foul on St. Mary's. 2 on the Dragons. Miller looking in. Evans is covered up. Miller off the glass, and he traveled. Boy, banked that in. Miller can't believe it. He thought he had an and-one opportunity, but called for the travel and another Dragon turnover. Still 13-11, Valley Falls with the lead. Jackson Hurla picked up by Miller. Kick out, another three-pointer. This one swished by Keller Hurla. Second three, and now the lead for the Bears. 14-13 as Heller hits his 80th three-point basket of the season. Katzmeyer's got 50 for Valley Falls, and we thought that was pretty good. Here's Abe, an open look straight away, and in and out. A lot of Gats shots have been here in Bram, especially from the perimeter. Jackson Hurla stops. He'll shoot a three in transition and hit it again. Back-to-back triples for the cousins, Keller and Jackson Hurla. And just like that, it is a 6-0 run to begin the second quarter and a timeout by Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer and the Dragons. They led early by 5 points, but now down by 4. 6 minutes, 40 seconds to go till halftime as we step away for another Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen Custom Operations is proud of the Valley Falls Dragons making it to the state tournament. From residential to commercial, the multi-talented team at Heinen Custom Operations makes your dream their blueprint. Contact them today at 785-945-3321. Heinen Custom Operations. Save the date for the Dirt Road Junk Fest, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, October 8th. Food, antiques, junk, handmade items, and fun for the kids. With over 200 vendors, you're sure to find some treasures. Go to dirtroadjunkfest.com for more info.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke with you. 6:38, the clock will move again. We're in the second quarter. Back-to-back threes by St. Mary's to put the Bears up by four instead of down two at the end of the first quarter. Valley Falls keeps their starting five out there out of this first time out by Coach Gatzmeier. Miller gets it to Kraxner. Nice fake. Now he goes up and lays it in. Trenton Kraxner has 5 points, including the only three-pointer for the Dragons, and it's 17-15. Erla out to Jacobson. He drives, stops, and hits in the lane. Little jumper in front of the hoop for Noah Jacobson. 19-15, St. Mary's finding a little rhythm on the offensive end. Creaky's been on the bench but waiting to check back in for the Bears. A much smaller lineup for them here currently. The Valley Falls attacker get it inside. Gatzmeier spins. Big collision. That's a charge. Getting set there and expecting that little spin move to the left. Great charge taken by Cody DeTonder. That's a backup player off the bench, and it's also going to be the second personal foul on Avery Gatzmeier. So the Dragons will go to their bench for the first time. In comes Carson Clark, 6'1 senior, averaging 3 points, three boards per game. Carson's got some ups. He's going to have to help rebound and defend inside as Creaky's checked back in for St. Mary's. 5:40 to go here in the first half. Jacobson attacks around Miller. Shot blocked by Clark. Comes in. He's ready to go. Buckled up. Evans says, hey, that's what we need. That's what we need. Great leader there, Zach Evans. Going over and encouraging Clark with the tremendous defensive play. And now St. Mary's will inbound underneath their own goal here. They lob it in the paint to Creaky. Facing the basket against Kraxner. Now back to the basket. He hands it off behind the three-point line to the Dodgers. Skips it near side to Jacobson. He'll pop a three, and that one's in and out. Rebounded by Evans. On the run to Clark. Clark up the court. Defense comes, steals it away. Jackson Hurla just swiped it from Clark. And here's a three by Keller Hurla. Yes, and one. The four-point opportunity for Keller Hurla. As it was Evans that got there late that time. And Keller made the three-point basket and drew the foul. Keller Hurla with his second three. He's now got 8 points. All of a sudden, the Bears have connected on four from long range. They've got their big lead of seven. Free throw pending, and it's good. And the lead is eight. Keller Hurla already with 7 points here in this second quarter. 5 minutes, 12 seconds, clock moving. Dragons down 23-15. They led by two at the end of a quarter. Cervantes up top. Miller open. Why not? Three-pointer, airballed, and Clark can't save it in. We got a foul, though. Battling for the rebound. Four fouls on the Dragons, three on St. Mary's. And this one's on Noah Jacobson of St. Mary's. So that'll even up our team fouls. First personal on Jacobson. And the Dragons keep the possession. Miller struggling to get it in. Has to throw it near the backcourt. Cervantes keeps it in front of the timeline. Under 5 minutes to go here in the half. Valley Falls just one of six from three-point land. Miller, baseline, floating shot. That's where it's been. And Miller able to score his first bucket here tonight. Miller's first field goal in the state tournament. He had just two free throws. Those were in the final minute during the comeback last night against Colgan. Drive, Keller flipped it too strong off the window. Rebounded by Evans. Evans finds Miller. Miller two on three. Spins into the paint. Bit out of control. Missed the shot. Offensive board. Cervantes with the easy stick back. Creaky was late getting down the court. Dylan Cervantes with his first two. And the Dragons are back within four. 4:20 to go. Second stanza. 23-19. Jackson lobbing it to Creaky, but too high on the pick and roll. The pass goes overboard, and it's turnover number three against St. Mary's. Holman back in. DeDonder goes out. Valley Falls will keep their same five. Gatzmeyer is on the bench with two personal fouls. Dragons were down 9 a little bit ago. Miller will bring it ahead this time, trailing 23-19. Kraxner, baseline around Creaky, got in some trouble, picked up the dribble, needs help. Evans goes to get it. Now Cervantes up top to Miller. Miller, left elbow, leans, tough one-handed shot, in and out, rebounded by Creaky. Dragons got to get back defensively. Here's Jackson Hurla hustling into the half court, stopping, shooting, another three. This one no good, and a good box out by Zach Evans that time in front of Jacobson. Coach Katzmeyer says, slow it down here. Let's work for a good shot. 3:30 to go in quarter number two. Possession down 4. Cervantes pops a 3. Might have been partially blocked. Cervantes hit the deck. Creaky gets the rebound amongst two Dragons in the white jerseys. And now two fingers up on the left hand of Coach Will Spradling for St. Mary's. The Mideast League champs did not lose in the Mideast League this year. Nice lob. Creaky feeds it underneath and a basket by Luke Holman. There's the high-low we talked about. We've seen that in the pick and roll. Keys that Coach Katzmeyer identified during our pregame chat. And the Bears starting to exert themselves. They've scored 14 already to just 6 for Valley Falls here in the second quarter. That after St. Mary's had a 14-0 second quarter yesterday against Waukini. Bounce pass, nice cut. Miller, left-handed shot up and in. Good cut into the lane, and Brennan Miller has his second field goal. Evans gets the dime that time. It's 25-21. Keller Hurlett drives around Cervantes. His layup short and out of bounds off Creaky. It'll be Dragon basketball. Katzmeyer going to stay on the bench. Valley Falls survived the scare last Saturday in the sub-state championship game. Came from behind to beat ACCHS by 3. And came from 8 down in the final minute 20 last night to beat Colgan. Scored 17 points in the final 80 seconds. Nice give again in the basket by Zach Evans. Now the Dragons are working against that man-to-man. Finding some cutters open off screens and a couple layups. Spring Valley back within 2. 25-23. We head south of 2 minutes. Second quarter. Creaky drop step to the baseline. It fell off. Offensive putback. Good as Holman hanging in the air. Goes right back up and scores on a second chance opportunity. 27-23 St. Mary's. A 6-0 start to the second quarter. They've held on to the lead since. Dragons led early in this game by 5, including the 7-2 jump right out of the gate. Valley Falls looking a little bit winded here. 4 starters have been out there the whole time. Miller, that's a tough shot. Bounced twice off the iron and rebounded by Creaky. He's got a handful of rebounds already. Here's Jackson Hurlett, not wanting to force it up to Holman that time. Now we're back set. 5-on-5. 2 fingers again shaken on the right hand of Will Spradling. Coach for the Bears, faking the pass, taking the shot. 3-pointer swished in. Keller Hurler, Hurler's third 3 in this quarter. He's got a dozen points now, and the lead, boom, goes back to 7. Near side, Kraxner. Creaky gives him room. Get Kraxner on the perimeter. That gets Creaky out of the paint, away from the basket. Here's a 3 by Brennan Miller, and it's good. That one rolled around, and then a little kick off the window. Triple for Brennan Miller. Miller scored 7 here in the stands, and the Dragons down by 3. Trail briefly by 9 in the second quarter. Cut it back to 2 a moment ago. Down low, Creaky. Good defense by Kraxner. The kick out. 3 by Jacobson. That splashes the net. Another 3-pointer. 6 for St. Mary's here in the first half. 33-26 as the Dragons catch their breath and hold it near half court. Now it's just 20 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. A big quarter for St. Mary's. They've hit 5 triples in this 8-minute stretch. Running the weave now are the Dragons. Tried to jump it was Keller Hurla. Miller finds Evans. Nice pass down low and a shot blocked. Clark gets it back. 6 seconds left and a traveling on Carson Clark. 7 turnovers on Valley Falls here in the half. And now 5 seconds for St. Mary's to get a shot up. Jackson Hurlett going to take it all the way. Now it's tipped from behind and out of bounds with 0.7. So it's enough time to catch and shoot here for St. Mary's underneath their goal. They lead 33-26, and they're going to call a timeout to set up a little play. Will Spradling's got something in mind. He's going to draw it up. We'll step aside here for just a moment. A quick 30-second break. presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. The perfect timeout snack. We return in half a minute here on KNZA.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
103.9 KNZA.
Jackson Hurlett inbounds. Three-point shot is no good off the back iron. Three-pointer missed by Keller Hurlett. He came to the ball in the far corner. Got it. The shot was off, but no good at the horn. And St. Mary's ahead 33-26 over Valley Falls here at halftime. A 22-13 second quarter advantage for the Bears, who made 5 three-pointers in that quarter and a total of 6 trifectas in the first half. Dragons trailed by as many as 9. They were up early by 5. It's a 7-point game here at halftime. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16 and home of the 110% price match guarantee. St. Mary's over the Valley Falls Dragons by 7 at halftime. First half stats, analysis, and more coming up next here on KNZA.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kearney and Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more. Trust Kearney and Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
Interested in a low interest rate mortgage with no money down? You may be eligible for a USDA Rural Development Loan. Call Kendall Bank Mortgage to see if a USDA loan is the right option for you. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
With studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Flip back with you here in Manhattan. Our halftime score, St. Mary's 33, Valley Falls 26. The Dragons started good. They were 7-2 ahead out of the gate and led throughout the first quarter, up 13-11 at the end of one. But then back-to-back threes by St. Mary's briefly put them ahead 17-13 and resulted in a Dragon timeout. St. Mary's would extend the lead to as many as 9 in the second quarter as they hit 5 triples and they lead by 7 here at halftime. The Dragons got it back to 2 there briefly late in the first half. Trail by 7 at the break. Avery Gatzmeyer had to set a bunch of that second quarter with 2 personal fouls. Only 4 fouls on both teams here at the break. But Avery Gatzmeyer, the only player with two personals, spent a lot of the second quarter on the bench. Turnovers were a problem as well. Valley Falls had 7 turnovers, and St. Mary's only had 2. Free throw shooting, St. Mary's 3-for-3, and Valley Falls did not attempt a free throw in the first half. But three-point shooting may be the biggest difference, as St. Mary's goes 6 of 11 from distance, and Valley Falls makes just 2 of 8 from three-point land, 2 of 9 for Valley Falls from three-point land in the first half. Statistics at the break are presented by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. They are the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Still some time available. Call to make a tax appointment. They'll not only help you with your tax return, but be a friend that you can trust in business throughout the year. It's NEK Tax and Accounting just west of Whiting. For the visitors from St. Mary's, a big second quarter for Keller Hurla. He had 3 threes, and he had a 3-point play. Actually, it was a 4-point play, excuse me, as he has 12 points here at halftime. Jackson Hurla hit 2 threes. He scored 6. Luke Holman has 6. Noah Jacobson hit a 3 and scored 5. And Fred Creakey was a little bit cold. He made just 1 of 6 shots in the first half, but a couple free throws as well. And 4 points for Fred Creakey as 5 guys scored for St. Mary's. They were perfect at the line, going 3-for-3. For Valley Falls, they were led by Brennan Miller. All 7 of Miller's points came in the second quarter, including a 3. He has 8 points, actually 1 more than Miller. Zach Evans with 8. 5 points for Trenton Kratzner, including a triple. Avery Gatzmeyer had 4 in the first quarter, and Dylan Cervantes has the other 2. But no free throws and just a couple threes, and 7 turnovers for Valley Falls, plus a couple personal fouls on Avery Gatzmeyer. It adds up to a halftime score of 33-26. The St. Mary's Bears lead the undefeated and top seed Dragons by 7 points here at the break. In Class 1A at Dodge City, the other game on 92.1 KMZA is a good one, with Centralia trying to stay undefeated, and they lead at halftime in a close game, 28-25. The Centralia girls lead Berlin game. One game earlier this afternoon, and that was a win for the Royal Valley Panther boys. They topped southeast of Saline 60-52. Royal Valley jumped to a 14-2 lead and never looked back. Closest the game got was 4 points in the fourth quarter. As Royal Valley won it, they improved to 24-1, and the Royal Valley boys will play in the 3A state championship game in Hutchinson. That is a 4 o'clock tip-off for the Panther boys tomorrow, and Hutch will have it here on 103.9 KNZA. Winner this game gets defending state champ Hillsboro. That tomorrow night at 6:15. Loser of this current broadcast will play for third tomorrow at 2 o'clock against Linden, as that was a double overtime game, but Hillsboro won it over Linden in a low-scoring affair earlier today in Manhattan, 37-28. By the way, in the girls' 2A bracket, the teams that advanced were undefeated Sterling and number 7 seed Garden Plain knocked off Smith Center to reach the 2A State Girls Championship as well here in Manhattan. We owe you another timeout. Our halftime show, again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, located 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. If you want the best, get out of town. 33-26, Valley Falls, down by 7 at the break. But hey, folks, they were down 8 with a minute 20 to go last night. We got basketball still to come here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
choice.
K4 Ag is your one stop for ag and everyday life in Valley Falls. For car and truck repairs or mineral, feed, and farm supplies, they've got it all. Give them a call today at 785-945-3202. K4 Ag, just off K4 Highway in Valley Falls.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for the past 34 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment, parts, and service. That's Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction wishes the Valley Falls boys the best at state basketball. Broker Andy Conser and agents Jamie Heinen and Caitlin Gantz specialize in traditional listings, buyer agency, and auctions. Reach them at 785-573-SOLD. Covenant Real Estate and Auction, celebrating their 25th year.
Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today for a free estimate, 913-367-3161. L&L Construction, where quality is their priority.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
Save the date for the Dirt Road Junk Fest, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, October 8th. Food, antiques, junk, handmade items, and fun for the kids. With over 200 vendors, you're sure to find some treasures. Go to dirtroadjunkfest.com for more info.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan. Justin Fluke with you. Valley Falls basketball to start the third quarter. And a blank shot as Jacobson swats it away from Evans. Now a three-pointer. Keller Hurler did not cool off in the locker room. He hits another three. 15 points now for Keller Hurler, who averages 20 points a game. And that's the seventh three-point basket made by St. Mary's. It pushes the lead up to 10. Biggest margin of the night now, 36-26. Craxner working hard against Creaky. Can't get a shot off. Out to Miller it goes. Dragons top seed in the home whites. Now going right to left here in the second half. And a foul is Zach Evans with a jump stop there in the lane. The Dragons not going to get to the line yet. They've yet to attempt a free throw. Foul against Luke Homan, his first personal. No foul trouble for St. Mary's after just four total in the first half. Gatzmeyer gets it in. He's the only Dragon with two personal fouls. Gatzmeyer covered up in the corner. Now the drive by Miller. Tough shot. Good. Boy, Brennan now 4 of 10 from the field. He made three shots in the first half, and that one a tough look that he knocked down. And 9 points now for Brennan Miller. Here's Creaky. Oh, somebody lost track of him. Well, it's Craxner or what, but Creaky wide open. And an easy basket for him. He's got 6 points here in the game, and it's back to a 10-point advantage. 38-28, Gatzmeyer trying to get rid of Jacobson to the foul line. Pull-up jumper, swish. Avery Gatzmeyer has his third bucket, 6 points. 38-30 with 6.5 minutes to go. Here in the third quarter, huge crowd on hand. Creaky gets it up top, passes left side. Jackson Hurlow fakes the three. Now a lob deflected by Evans, but into the hands of Jacobson. He jump stops, turns, shoots in the lane, and scores. Noah Jacobson has 7 points. It goes from an 8-point to a 10-point advantage again here for St. Mary. Last time they were at state, it was Class 3A a couple years ago in 2000. Gatzmeyer, nice feed to Craxner. Fakes. He stripped on the way up. Gets it back. Power dribble against Creaky. Missed it. Follows it up and in. And, oh no, they're going to call goaltending. The basket is good. Creaky called for the goaltending. The basket went in anyway, but Craxner will get credit for it, and he has 7 points now in the contest. 5:45 in the clock moving. We're in the third quarter. St. Mary's in the road blue. The number four seed. Here's a touch by Evans and a steal. Back gets the steal. Just a third turnover. One-on-one against Jacobson. A foul. Shot missed, but the first two free throws for the Dragons will come from Zach Evans, who made 3 of 5 free throws in the fourth quarter last night, including one with 7 seconds left for the final comeback victory of a 64-61 final. Evans had 5 straight points to start the run for Valley Falls when they were down 8 with a minute 20 to go. He scored 28 points. First free throw tonight is in and out. No good. Dragons are a very good free throw shooting team, 63% this season. team, averaging 65 points per game and only giving up 44. Second free throw, Evans, the sophomore, hit that one. He's got point number 9 as well. Down by 7, with 5.5 to go here in the third. Dragons playing man-to-man defensively. Jacobson up top, Perla. Keller fakes this time, drives up and under, and scores on a layup. Tough to defend when he's hit 4 threes, and then he can take it to the rack. 17 for the junior, Keller Perla. Doesn't flow off my tongue as easy as a lot of other ones do, but the Hurla name synonymous for St. Mary's, and of course a undefeated state wrestling girls champion this year from Rossville with the last name Hurla. As the Dragons turn it over here, Katzmeyer lost the handle and the ball rolled into the backcourt. That's 8 turnovers now against Valley Falls. St. Mary's only had a couple turnovers at halftime. They now have 3 total. Creaky, top of the key, lets a couple cutters go by. He's defended by Krakchner. The kick out to Jacobson, a 3-pointer no good, and Dragons chase it down in the corner. Here comes Brennan Miller from right to left. Valley needing to get on a run. Team that certainly has confidence, even trailing a couple times by double digits here in the second half. Cervantes out to Gatzmeyer. Another long, long three, and it's good. Avery's first three here at State, his 51st one of the year. He's got 9 points. So 3 Dragons have 9 points each, and the lead is down to 6. Creaky from the foul line. Shot over Krakchner, and it rolls off. Rebounded by Evans for the Dragons. Outlet to half court. Here comes Krakchner with 4:15 left in the quarter. Near side, Gatzmeyer. Again, way downtown. That one barely drew iron. Rebound, Cervantes up. Yes, plus one. Dylan Cervantes with the offensive rebound. And he's got a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Second personal foul. Creaky going to the bench. He needs a quick breather as back in comes Daniel Ewing. And now for the first time for Valley Falls, replacing Trenton Krakchner, it'll be Spencer Doramaggi. Doramaggi played a few minutes off the bench last night. Free throw short by Cervantes as he can't complete the three-point play. Needed that to make it a one-possession game. At the midway point of this third period, a deep, deep three by Jackson Hurland, no good. And the rebound to Doramaggi. Valley Falls trailing 42-38. Into the lane. Miller, nice pass, and a reverse layup by Zach Evans. 42-40. Dragons down 10, 38-28 a moment ago. It is a 12-4 run here in the third quarter. Noah Jacobson will reset things, and there's energy and life back in the Dragon student section to my right shoulder. And a foul on the floor here on a St. Mary's drive. Personal on Dylan Cervantes. It's just his second team foul on the Dragons here this half. So Cervantes joins Gatzmeyer with 2 personals. Under 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Keller Hurla still on the show. He's got 17. Here's Jackson Hurla against Miller. Kick out for Jacobson. A triple, and that one's good. 2 threes for Jacobson, and this St. Mary's team just tossing daggers from behind the half moon. They've now made 8 three-point shots here tonight. Cervantes looks backdoor cut to Gatzmeyer. No good. Now Evans drives, and that is a charging foul going the other way. Daniel Ewing steps in to take the charge for St. Mary's. Zach Evans picks up his second foul. So Evans, Cervantes, and Gatzmeyer all now with 2. Coach Gatzmeyer looking at his bench. He's got Krakchner and Clark over there right now. And no substitution yet with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Dragons cut it to 2 a moment ago. Now a drive and a miss. Rebound tipped. Cervantes hits the floor. He had the ball. Tried to get it to a teammate, but St. Mary's picks it up. Now a 3 up top. This one missed by Jacobson. Rebounded by Doramaggi. 45-40. Dragons down a nickel. 2.5 to go here in the quarter. Dribbling up top, it's Miller. Nearly lost the handle. He's guarded man-to-man by Jackson Hurla. Couple down screen set. Pop it on the wings. Doramaggi looking inside. He'll bounce it. Now find a cutter. It's Evans to the basket. Missed a layup. The follow good. Dylan Cervantes with his second opportunity with an offensive rebound and cashes in again. One possession game. St. Mary's led twice by 10 this quarter. Nice scoop, wide open. Didn't need to dribble, but Daniel Ewing with an easy basket. He becomes the sixth different St. Mary's player to score. And it's 47-42. That's Meyer. Man, he lost the handle again. And his dad's not happy as he pounds the ball on the floor, giving it back to the official. Gatzmeyer's twice just kind of lost the handle on the basketball. And another costly turnover, 10 of them now against the Dragons here tonight. St. Mary's will have it leading by 5. So Valley Falls was twice down by 10, cut it to 2 a moment ago. Into the half court comes Jackson Hurla, goes by a defender, basket yes, plus 1. And Miller got beat there on the bounce, and the help defense came late. It'll be an and-one opportunity for Jackson Hurla, the senior, who has 8 points and a free throw pending. Team fouls even at 3 apiece here in this second half. Jackson Hurla, 7.5 assists per game. He set a school record with 15 assists in the ballgame earlier this year against Osage City. Valley worked so hard to get it back to one possession and now find themselves trailing by 8. Gatzmeyer crossover into the lane, kicking it out to Miller. Miller back to Gatzmeyer in the far corner. Now a drive baseline. Cut off. Tough shot anyway by Kraxner. Just came back in. And it's out of bounds to St. Mary's, although the fans don't agree. And now the official says, oh, my bad, my bad. Dragon basketball. So Valley will keep it. And no argument from the St. Mary's faithful. Valley Falls had a few fans that popped up and about fell 2 rows down out of their seats. Minute 26 left in the third quarter. The ball knocked out of bounds. Gatzmeyer saying, hey, his hand's way across the line over here to deflect that. Gatzmeyer will trigger it in with the minute 25 left here in the third. Valley Falls is down 7 at halftime. They led by a couple at the end of the first quarter. Gatzmeyer struggling, now finds Evans. Evans on the left corner. Up top, it's a Kraxner three-pointer. Not much rotation on the ball, and he missed it. Rebounded by Jackson Hurla. St. Mary's with the ball in an 8-point lead. Minute 15 to go in the quarter. Keller Hurla, now Jacobson over to Jackson Hurla, and the Bears will reset things against a man-to-man. Miller defending and a bit too close. He's going to pick up the foul here on Jackson Hurla. It's team foul number 4 on Valley Falls. First personal tonight on Brennan Miller. No player has more than 2 personals for either team in this game. So pretty good shape there with just over 9 minutes remaining. Hurley gets the inbounds pass. Valley stays man-to-man. We're under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Dragons have come from behind a few times this season. They've refused to lose to this point to the tune of a perfect 24-0 record. Hands full today in the state 2A semifinals. There's a block by Kraxner. Blocked a 3-point shot attempt is Keller Hurla. And now we got a foul on St. Mary's. Trailing Zach Evans coming up the court. Little reach in on Keller Hurla. The shot blocked that time. He picks up his second personal foul, and it's also team foul number 4 against St. Mary. Dragons could use a bucket here. Miller directing the offense. Everybody clears out of the paint. Cervantes yet to get going from the outside. He drives in the paint. Oh, man. A lot of contact. He hits the floor. No call. And here's Jackson Hurl at the other end. Waiting. Now Creaky's back on offense. It's 5-on-5. And the Bears may hold for one shot. Less than 20 seconds to go. 18 and ticking here in the third. Coach Spradling relaying the side. Near steal by Miller. Now Jackson takes off. He lobs it to Creaky, who banks it in and got fouled. It's an and one. Nice lob in the big 6-7 center. And Creaky's got a chance for a 3-point play. Foul on Dylan Cervantes, his third personal. It was a nice play by Hurla after he almost lost it on a strip by Miller. Creaky's 3-for-3 at the line. He's got 9 points now. St. Mary's back up 10. Final 8 seconds here. 11 with that free throw. It's 53-42 Bears. 3 seconds left. Miller, far side. Kraxner, tough, long shot. No good at the buzzer. And the Dragons down 11. Their biggest deficit of the night. Here to start the final frame. I don't think we had a timeout during that third quarter. Flying by with 8 minutes to go. It's St. Mary's 53 and the Valley Falls Dragons 42 with this, a full one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
For all your insurance needs, stop by and chat with Julie at Kramer Insurance Agency in Ozaukee, specializing in auto, home, and farm insurance since 1954. Visit their website at KramerINS.com. That's Kramer Insurance Agency, located in Ozaukee.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Valley Falls boys luck at state basketball. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Go Valley Falls Dragons!
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and ClearSpring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711.
Jade Millwrights, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, offers new systems or repairs for your specific needs. See them for grain handling equipment, elevator legs, conveyors, dump pits, concrete, new construction, and new building layouts too. Jade Millwrights in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Justin Fluke back with you. Courtside, Bramwich Coliseum. The Dragons have their biggest deficit here to begin the fourth quarter. Alley-oop, and Creaky finishes on a lob from Jackson Erla. A well-designed play to begin this fourth quarter. Creaky in double digits now with 11 points. A three missed by Gatzmeier, and unable to save it in are the Dragons, who now trail by a baker's dozen. No time to panic. Dragons got plenty of guys that can score, make some threes, but right now I feel like the biggest concern is getting enough stops on the defensive end. Creaky starting to kind of take over after St. Mary's got hot from the outside and made Valley Falls really extend the defense. Now a driving layup banked in by Jackson Erla. Jackson Erla becomes the fourth different St. Mary's player to get in double digits offensively here. The lead is now 15. This is a little 4-0 quick run to begin the fourth. Evans on the baseline. Over Creaky, just at home. 13 for Zach Evans. He's the only Dragon in double-digit scoring here tonight as we go under 7 minutes to play. Brief lead of 15 there for St. Mary's. Ball to the right hand, missed shot, but Creaky gets the rebound, and he scored, plus he got fouled by Kraxner. Creaky again exerting himself down low, and the Dragons have not defended well or rebounded very good here in the second half. Free throw after the foul on Kraxner, his second. Creaky good. The 6'7 senior forward has 14 points and is 4-for-4 at the line. That's his second and one here in the second half. And now the lead is 16. A Gatzmeier three ball straight away off the back lip. Long rebound to Evans. Up top, Cervantes three-pointer. That's long. Rebound, Evans. Takes it at Creaky. Got the basket. Yes! Plus one. Couple long rebounds on those three-point misses. Zach Evans, after his 28-point performance last night, has 15 with a free throw pending. Personal on Cody DeDonder, who goes to the bench. Back in is Luke Homan for St. Mary's. Evans has made one of two free throws. The Dragons just one of three as a team at the line tonight. So free throw here for Evans. They need every point they can get with 6.5 minutes to go. Evans, the sophomore, switched it through. He's got 16 points now. And down by 16 a moment ago. The Dragons trail 60-47 here. Hurlett. Man-to-man defense pulling to the court. Now he blows by Miller. Tried to pass to Creaky, but a deflection by Kraxner. Good defense by Trenton. Gatzmeier ahead to Evans. The ball caught on his hip. Gets his own rebound. Missed it, but did get fouled. And Evans going to get two free throws, but he's ultra frustrated that he wasn't able to convert. A couple really good looks there in transition. Jacobson picks up his third personal foul. And our team fouls are now even at 6, so both teams in the bonus rest of the way. Evans free throw rattles home. He's got 17 points. Dragons winning the Northeast Kansas League title this year. They won 17 games last season, got to state, lost in the opening round quarter final. make this free throw. 18 points now for Zach Evans. And the Dragons down 11. Just over 6 minutes remaining. Baseline, reverse layup. Keller Herla faking the three and taking it all the way to the rack. He's got 19, now a steal by St. Mary's. And it's out of bounds. It'll go to the Dragons. St. Mary's a little quick pressure there. Cotton Valley Falls off guard a bit. The 15th time that Valley Falls has been to the state tournament. They've twice been in the title game, placing second in 1993 and again in 2001. Gatzmeier drives. His floating shot good. In double digits, Gatzmeier has 11 points. No timeouts taken yet. Coach Gatzmeier only used one in the second quarter. He does have four timeouts remaining. Dragons down 11. Again, needing stops on the defensive end here. Jackson Herla getting away from Miller. Keeping the clock moving with 5:20 to go. Pass over to Keller Herla. Lobs it into Creaky. Faces Kratzner and the basket. Evans drops down to help. Creaky dribbles twice. Goes up with the right hand and scores. 16 for Fred Creaky. And it's 64-51. Coach Will Spradling feeling pretty good. Here's Evans in the corner driving. Finds Miller in the paint. Out to Gatzmeier. Wasn't quite ready but does save it. And now pulls up for a three. And it's off the back iron again. No good. 4:45 left here in this game. Winner gets defending champ in the title game tomorrow night as Creaky is fouled. This one was on the floor. Double overtime win for Hillsboro, the defending state champions earlier today here in Manhattan. Foul number 7 on Valley Falls will send Creaky to the line where he's made 4 for 4. St. Mary's shot 51% last night, and they were over 40% in the first half. They got to be close to 50% or better now. Missed 1-1 there by Creaky, as that's a first miss for the Bears. They were 6 for 6 at the line prior to that miss by Creaky. The Dragons get it down 13. Gatzmeier into the lane. Shot again off the back of the rim. Batted around. It falls to Cervantes, who shoots, scores, and gets fouled. With contact coming, Dylan Cervantes able to muscle it through. Off the window, Dylan's got 8 points and a free throw pending. Holman picks up his second personal foul. That's team foul number 7 against the Bears. Cervantes looks tired. He and Evans, Miller, they haven't come off the court yet tonight. Free throw falls out. Offensive board, though. Kratzner, and it's a 4-point possession. Trenton Kratzner puts it in, and a timeout. No, what happened? Dragons down 9. What happened? Cervantes here kind of slamming his fist into his opposite open hand, and they count that basket for Kratzner. So a 4-point possession. Dragons down by 9 with over 4 minutes to go. That's not nearly as desperate as down 8 with a minute 20 to go, huh? Around the defender. Miller got beat as Keller Herla hustles it ahead. Now defended by Miller still. Keeps the dribble. Got a count going. Keller now spins away. Releases the count and a timeout. As Coach Gatzmeier was saying, a 5-second count perhaps. Timeout Will Spradling. 4 minutes, 4 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 55-64, the Dragons are down by 9. They've trailed by as many as 16 here in the second half. Our timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor online at popcorngifts.net. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jamie Heinen is your local hometown real estate agent. With her knowledge about the market, she's committed to working hard for her clients and to selling fast. Contact Jamie Heinen with Covenant Real Estate at 785-640-2004.
Heinen Custom Operations is proud of the Valley Falls Dragons making it to the state tournament. From residential to commercial, the multi-talented team at Heinen Custom Operations makes your dream their blueprint. Contact them today at 785-945-3321. Heinen Custom Operations.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Tollison, our studio engineer, final Friday of the high school basketball season. Justin Fluke with you here at Bramlage Coliseum with 4:04 to go. St. Mary's Bears leading Valley Falls 64-55. It was 60-44, though, so a little 11-4 run here by the Dragons in the fourth quarter. Going to need more where that came from. Out of the timeout, the Dragons still have their starting five out there. They've played all but a couple minutes, and another shot down low by Creaky. Turnaround jumper, and Creaky has 9 of his 18 points here in the fourth quarter already. Miller in the lane. Tough shot, no good. How many Dragons buckets have been off the back iron? And now a traveling call. Two different St. Mary's players caught it. Both of them taking a step or two as they tried to pull away the basketball. And a rare turnover for St. Mary's. I got them for just 4 turnovers here in this contest. Atzmeyer and the Dragons have it. Here's a 3. Cervantes, far corner, no. Through the hands of Miller. And then a foul on Miller as he grabs Noah Jacobson. And it'll be a 1-1 on foul number 8 for Jacobson and St. Mary's. Third personal on Brennan Miller. No player has more than 3 fouls, though, still in this game with 3:31 to go. And it's Jacobson's first free throw of the evening coming up. He's got 10 points. Jackson Hurla's got 10 points. Red Creaky has 18. And Keller Hurla has 19. As the first free throw good, and now the bonus for Jacobson. 4 guys have combined for all but 8 points for St. Mary's. Their starters had all but 3 points yesterday in a win over Trigo Joaquini. Both free throws good for Jacobson. Give him a dozen, and the lead is now 13 points here for St. Mary's. 3:20 to go. Atzmeyer faking the 3, working against Jacobson. Tough shot at the elbow. Avery Gatzmeyer's got 13. That's his second bucket here in the fourth. But again, we've mentioned this a few times. Can the Dragons get enough stops on the defensive end to mount a comeback here tonight? Holman dribbles around Cervantes. Now Jacobson, and the Bears content to work a little clock here. 2:50 to go in this game. Lob to Creaky against Krackner. They clear it out. Pass goes back up top to Jackson Hurley. He drives, finger rolls it up and in. Jackson Hurley's got 12. 70 points for St. Mary's now in this ball game. They have eclipsed 70 points for the 8th time this season. The fouls, the Dragons drive to the basket. Going to get a couple of free throws. Foul on Noah Jacobson, and he's the first player to get a 4th personal in this game. It'll send Brendan Miller to the line for the first time tonight. Brendan's got 9 points, averaging 10 a game. First free throw, no good. Valley Falls just 4 of 8 from the free throw line as a team, and still down by 13. 2:31 to go. Second free throw for Miller coming up. At 7 at halftime, currently has 9 points. And now 10 as it gets a friendly bounce off the back iron. And the ball drops through. And a timeout by Valley Falls. Coach Katzmeyer will have 3 timeouts remaining. 2:31 left. It's 70-58. St. Mary's has not trailed since 2 quick threes that began the second quarter. We'll step away. Don't forget our Be Outdoors postgame show coming up, as we'll also pick our player to bank on, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Be Outdoors Real Estate, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational and agricultural real estate, as well as residential. And now welcoming the Fox Legacy team, Craig and Constance Fox, to Be Outdoors Real Estate. We're back in half a minute here on KNZA, the local sports authority.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
St. Mary's offense on display again here at Bramwich Coliseum. They lead 70-58 over Valley Falls. Out of the timeout, the Bears have the basketball. Dragons man-to-man, down low to Creaky, over Kraxner. Shot is no good. Follow, partially blocked, and rebounded by Clark. who just checked in, replacing Miller during that timeout. So Carson Clark gets the block. Now a Kraxner three-point shot. Well, he made one earlier tonight, but he's missed a few since. And I don't know if that's who Coach Katzmeyer wants, shooting all the three-pointers here, down a dozen. Under 2 minutes remaining. Jackson Hurla, how patient can the Bears be? Not really their M.O. when you're scoring 70 points a night. They'll run a little clock here as we're down to a minute 40 remaining. Coach Katzmeyer says you got to come up and get him. Eight fouls on each team here in the second half. Driving, shot missed by Jackson Hurla. Rebound, though, to Hurla. No Dragon can pick it up. Boy, it kind of bounced on the floor there two or three times in the paint, and nobody can grab it in the white jersey. Here's Jacobson kicking it near side. Passing up the three is Holman. St. Mary's content to keep the clock going. Well, here's the magic 1 minute 20-second mark again. They came from down 8 in the final 80 seconds last night. Dragons down 12 with a minute 20 here this evening. And now a foul that'll put Noah Jacobson at the line for a 1-1. Third foul on Trenton Kraxner, but team foul number 9. Jacobson 2-for-2 for the line. Got to make the first here to get the second. And the winner of this game plays at 6:15 tomorrow night. The loser will play in a third-place contest against Linden tomorrow afternoon at 2. Free throw for Jacobson is perfect. St. Mary's hasn't missed much here in this second half. Got Creaky going on the inside after erupting with some three-pointers there, a couple of them in the third quarter. None made by St. Mary's from deep here in the fourth. Now putting it away at the charity strike as Jacobson connects again, and the lead is 14 for the Dragons. We're down to a minute 10. Miller all the way to the cup. Layup, no. Spun out. Rebound, Cervantes. Spins. He shoots and missed, but fouled. And Dylan Cervantes will have a chance to score with the clock stopped at 63 seconds remaining. Cervantes 0 for 2 at the line, a couple and one opportunities he missed, and he missed this one. He is a 72% free throw shooter. Again, great leadership by Zach Evans, the young player out there. Goes over, taps the chest of Cervantes, say, hey, you're okay, forget about it, make this one. And he does. As it rolls around and drops through, point number 9 for Dylan Cervantes. Under a minute remaining now. Evans going to full court press here on Keller Hurla. And we get a foul, and that's double bonus time. Keller Hurla will attempt two free throws with a chance to surpass his 20-point average here tonight. Hit three threes and scored 10, including a four-point play in that second quarter when St. Mary's outscored Valley Falls 22-13 to take the lead, and they've not looked back. First free throw good. Keller with 20 points. Right on his season average. And he got them both. 21 is a game high for Keller Hurla. 15-point lead. It was as many as 16 earlier in the second half. Three-pointer good by Brendan Miller. And a timeout called. Brendan Miller with his second triple. He's got 12. The Dragons have now made 4 three-pointers here tonight. But St. Mary's has made 9 three-point shots in this game. We'll keep it here during this timeout. Again, don't forget our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show is coming up. We'll check the final stats from NEK Tax and Accounting just west of Whiting, and also pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Coach Katzmeyer telling his team, hey, 48 seconds left. We're not just going to roll over here, but we need some steals or some stops, and they need to come pretty quickly. 74-62. As the Dragons try to avoid their first loss all season, including the win in comeback fashion against Colgan last night. Valley Falls has only had 6 games decided by single digits with their 24 victories here on the season. St. Mary's trying to get it into Creaky, and they foul him. And as Cervantes comes up to commit his 4th personal. And Fred Creaky, who is 4-for-5 but did miss a 1-and-1 earlier in the fourth quarter, will walk to the other end and attempt 2 charity tosses here with 47 seconds remaining. Creek. He has 18 points. He had 4 at halftime. Free throw short. Made his first 4 of the night, but now he's aspired on a couple. St. Mary's won a state basketball title in 2009. Looks like they're going to have a chance to play for one here tomorrow in Manhattan. Second free throw good by Creakey. He's got 19 points. Fouled on a 3-point shot. Jackson Herla fouled Brennan Miller. Well, not what you wanted if you're St. Mary's. 3 free throws for Brennan Miller. Go through the Valley Falls scoring here as Miller hits the first free throw. Dragons have 18 points for Zach Evans, now 13 for Brennan Miller, 13 for Avery Gadsmeyer, and 9 points each for Dylan Cervantes and Trenton Craxner. Second free throw no good, one more coming for Miller. The 5 starters have accounted for all the scoring in all but just a few minutes here for the Dragons in this state semifinal today. Third free throw swish. So Miller now with 14. The Dragons down by 11 points. 43 seconds to go. Inbounds to Creakey, and he gets fouled. Trenton Craxner just picked up his 4th. The Dragons going to run out of guys with fouls available here before long. Already from the free throw line in the 4th quarter, 10 attempts for St. Mary's, and they've made 8 of 10 in this 4th quarter already. Creakey has the only 2 misses, though, and he's at the line, and he made the first one. 20 points for Fred Creakey. C-R-I-Q-U-I, Creakey. Second free throw, no good. Dragons down a dozen. 40 seconds left. Miller shoots another 3 on the left wing, shifts it in, and his calf just cramped up on him. He's got a little sleeve there on that left calf as it cramped up as he hit the shot. That is 17 points now for Brennan Miller, his 3rd 3. And with 35 seconds left, Valley will take their next to last timeout, trailing 76-67. Looks like this is a 30-second timeout. We'll, again, keep it right here. Trying to get you an update on Centralia at 1A out in Dodge City. They won. The Lady Panthers on to the championship game, undefeated in Dodge City. The Centralia girls win 53-45. So Centralia taking care of Burlingame. So the Centralia girls will play for a state championship tomorrow, as will the Royal Valley boys in Hutchinson. Royal Valley boys at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Centralia girls championship will be the late one at 6:15 tomorrow night. So Centralia girls at 6:15 on 92.1. Royal Valley boys at 4 o'clock on 103.9. And unless the Dragons can pull off an even bigger miracle than they did last night, they'll be playing for third place here in Manhattan at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Inbounds, Clark has checked in, and he fouls Jackson Herla. Going to be one of the higher scoring games of the state tournament before we're all set and done. 143 points already is quite a bit for a couple 2A teams here at the Bram. Jackson Herla looking to add to that with 2 free throws. He's 1-for-1 at the line. He scored 12 points. Jackson, the senior, assist leader, and rattles in the first attempt. Miller back in. Now stretching his calf a little bit there on that defensive quick foul possession out of the Dragon timeout. Miller's hit 2 threes and scored 8 in this 4th quarter already. Second free throw good, so Jackson Herla hits them both. He's got 14. Back to an 11-point lead. Miller can't get off the 3. Now puts up something. Rebounded by Craxner. An easy follow for him, and he's in double digits. And the Dragons now take their final timeout. Trenton Craxner with 2 points to answer the 2 free throws by Jackson Herla of St. Mary's. And this is a full timeout, so we'll take the quick break. Only 22 seconds remaining, and the Dragons are down 9. It's 78-69. St. Mary's leading the top seed and undefeated Valley Falls boys. Back to Manhattan after this 30-second timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
St. Mary's gets it in, and a foul on the Dragons as Noah Jacobson got the inbound pass out of the timeout. Held it for a few seconds. Dragons were trapping, but then eventually the foul with 19 seconds left, and Valley Falls now out of timeout. It'll be Noah Jacobson at the line, who is 4-for-4. He's made couple and one opportunities, hitting both ends in this fourth quarter. He's got 14 points. Two shots this time. The first one in and out, no good. Brendan Miller back in for Valley Falls as Clark heads to the bench. Seven seniors for both of these basketball teams here tonight. Jacobson missed them both. Here comes Valley down nine. 17 seconds left. Miller leaves it back for Gatzmeier. A deep, deep straightaway three. It's short this time. 10 seconds left and another foul as Valley Falls has actually won this fourth quarter 27-25, but they were down 11 coming into the final 8 minutes, and so still trailing by nine are the Dragons. And now Coach Caleb Gatzmeier has cleared the bench. His starters will come out to a standing ovation. Even St. Mary's, that's pretty classy. All the St. Mary's fans are standing and clapping as well as the Valley Falls five starters check out for the final time. Jackson Hurl at the line where he's hit 3-for-3. And he rattles in that one for point number 15. So there's four guys that have at least 14 points in this game for St. Mary's, and they have a chance to hit the 80-point mark for the third time this season, and they do. 80 points as Jackson Hurla puts in his 16th, making both free throws. Valley Falls in the final 5 seconds. Here's a three-point shot by Logan Martins. No good. The follow, no good. And that will end the game. An 11-point win for St. Mary's. The number 4 seed will be in the state championship game against the defending 2A state champs from Hillsboro. Valley Falls will play at 2 tomorrow in the third place game. Final score, the Bears 80 and the Dragons 69. Our post-game final stats, player to bank on, and final thoughts coming up after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizen State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizen State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Bramlett Collins Tim with studio engineer Seth Tollison. Justin Fluke with you one final time tonight as it is the St. Mary's Bears handing the Valley Falls boys their first loss of the season. It comes here in the 2A state semifinal by a final score of 80-69. Valley Falls led 13-11 at the end of one quarter, led by as many as 5 points early in this contest. But two threes, one by Keller Hurlett, one by Jackson Hurlett, started the second quarter. From down two, St. Mary's was up by four, and they really never looked back. They led 33-26 at halftime. In the third quarter, they stretched the lead to 10 a couple times, but the Dragons did come back. They were down 38-28, and then a minute and a half later, they were down only 42-40. So a little 12-4 run there by the Dragons. But they were down 11 again going into the fourth quarter, and they lose it by 11 points here tonight. 16 points was as large as the lead got for St. Mary's, who improves the record to 22 wins against just three losses. Again, two losses to 6A Topeka schools on the season for St. Mary's, and their one and only other loss came to Nemaha Central back in game number two in early December. Valley Falls 24-1. Again, we'll play the third place contest tomorrow afternoon at 2. You heard Coach Caleb Gadsmeyer talk about it in the pregame. He said, I wanted our guys to get 26 games in this season, and he knew coming into today that they had already accomplished that feat. Coach said, it's all kind of gravy from here. I think he knew the challenge was going to be pretty tough against this good St. Mary's team that won the Mid-East League title undefeated. Certainly played a much tougher schedule against 3A, some 4A, a couple 6A schools, three schools in 6A that St. Mary's faced this season as the Bears win it here by 11 points. Checking the final stats tonight, brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Call to schedule a tax appointment with Jacob Yingst and company at NEK Tax and Accounting, just west of Whiting. For St. Mary's, boy, a lot of scoring, 80 points. Told you they had a season-high 92 against Centralia, 84 against Osage City. That was the game that Keller Hurla went off for 51. So they topped 80 points, or get to 80, for the third time this season here tonight. And it was balanced. Keller Hurla did lead the way with 21, but Fred Creakey had 16 of his 20 points in the second half. Jackson Hurlis scored 16 points, and Noah Jacobson had 14. A couple others that contributed, Luke Coleman with 6 points. Daniel Ewing had the other two. St. Mary's makes 18 out of 23 from the free throw line, but 13 of 18 in the fourth quarter. But yeah, 18 of 23, that's 78%. That'll win you a lot of basketball games as they were able to protect the lead in the fourth quarter here tonight. It was an intense fourth quarter with both teams scoring 27 points in that final 8-minute stretch. Final stats for Valley Falls go like this. 18 points each, Brennan Miller and Zach Evans both had 18 points for the Dragons. Avery Gatzmeyer had 13 points for the second straight night. Also in double digits, Trenton Kraxner, he scored 11, and Dylan Cervantes finished with 9. Those are the 5 starters, the only 5 that scored for the Dragons, who are now 24-1. They made just 8 of 14 free throws, and they made 5 three-pointers, but 9 three-point baskets made, including 6 of them in the first half for the St. Mary's Bears. Turnovers were a bit of a problem as well. Valley Falls finished the game with 12 turnovers, and St. Mary's only had 5 turnovers in the final stat column here tonight. Going to see if they have the official final game stats posted, and they don't yet. It's not quite as good media-wise here at 2A Manhattan as it is down at 3A and Hutchinson, as they run your stats real quickly at the end of each quarter and have everything very updated. Not the case here in Manhattan. We need to pick our player to bank on. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. A couple guys I was considering. Trenton Kraxner played pretty well. I thought he kept Creaky in check in the first half. He had a big three in the first quarter. Thought maybe that was a good sign for Valley Falls, but then he had missed 4 triples the rest of the night. Kraxner finished with 11 points and 8 rebounds, but I think Brendan Miller, you know, had his pocket picked a couple times on turnovers, but 18 points, 3 threes. Felt like Miller at time kind of kept Valley Falls in this game, especially there in the second half. Finished with 9 points in the fourth quarter, but too little, too late, too big of a deficit to overcome. Dragons able to come from down 8 with a minute 20 to win last night in the quarterfinal round, but down double digits, unable to mount the fourth quarter comeback here tonight as they lose to St. Mary's by the final score of 80-69. Our player to bank on is Brennan Miller, one of the seniors for the Dragons, who will have a chance to close their career and senior campaign with a victory. Not many teams have the opportunity to do that, just the ones that win a state title and then in the third place game, which is a controversial topic as well, but that's what the Dragons will come to play for tomorrow against Linden in a 2 p.m. third place game here at 2A State in Manhattan. So that is our lineup for tomorrow. I know they do have the final stats. Let's see real quickly what stands out here. St. Mary shot 48% for the game. And we mentioned 78% from the free throw line. They also, no, Valley Falls had a rebounding advantage, 41-32. Dragons end up shooting 45%, not bad themselves. 45% shooting for Valley Falls in the game. But just 3 of 14 for the game. Valley Falls makes just 5 of 23 point shots, 5 of 23 pointers for the Dragons here tonight. Top rebounder for Valley Falls was Trenton Kraxner. We mentioned that with 8. Zach Evans also had 8 rebounds to go with his 18 points, and a big double-double for Fred Creaky. Besides his 20 points, he had 11 rebounds and 4 block shots in this game as well. Again, the final, St. Mary's 80, Valley Falls 69. So here's what's going to happen tomorrow on the final day of the high school basketball season. We're going to have Valley Falls on the air first, 2 o'clock for their third place game against Linden right here on 103.9 KNZA. Then it's championship time. Rural Valley Boys at 3A in Hutchinson will battle for the title at 4 p.m. also right here on 103.9. So back-to-back games, Valley Falls for third at 2 o'clock, Rural Valley for the championship at 4 p.m. on KNZA. And then at 6:15, the Centralia girls will vie for the 1A state title as they will conclude our basketball season with the late championship girls game in Dodge City tomorrow night at 6:15. That one will be on 92.1 KMZA. So it's been a fun week of basketball. Again, you can follow it all. The recaps, the scores, updated info posted online at msesports.net are always free website. Your studio engineer, Seth Tollefson. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Until tomorrow, good night, everybody.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.